Hey, little brother. Are you in there? Oh, hey. I thought I heard you come home. I've been waiting for you all night. I almost fell asleep when I heard someone coming up the stairs. No, it's okay. I wanted to wait up. I wanted to ask you about your date. I know you've been wanting to go out with Katie from next door for a long time. She's always been a cute girl. You remember when we were kids and you two spent hours playing house together in her backyard? I was always so jealous of her back then. I wanted you to play house with me, but I knew how much you liked her. I also knew that eventually you'd ask her out on a real date, now that we've all grown so much older. Ever since she started to grow those big breasts, I knew it was just a matter of time before you tried to make a move. You love big breasts. It's so obvious the way you've been trying to look at mine over the past few years. Don't deny it. I've seen you trying to catch a peek at me coming out of the bathroom after I shower. And don't think I didn't notice all those times you've craned your neck to look down the front of my shirt. Why do you think I always wear these low-cut shirts around the house? You don't have to apologize. Really, it's okay. I'm kind of flattered that you think I'm pretty. But Katie next door is really pretty too, isn't she? Yeah, she's been the only thing on your mind lately, I can tell. So, tell me about your date. Did you get a chance to fool around with her? Oh, you didn't. Oh, that's too bad. I thought she really liked you. And would have at least let you feel her up after you kissed. What do you mean you didn't kiss her? Not even a kiss goodnight? Well, that's why you didn't get any action, little brother. You have to kiss her goodnight. Listen, I know it can be scary the first time, but a big part of growing up is learning to get over your fears. Girls like to be kissed after dates, and if you want Katie to be your girlfriend, you're gonna have to kiss her. You don't know how to kiss. It's not that difficult. You just have to be gentle with her, at least for the first kiss. After that, you can kiss her with more passion. Maybe it would be a good idea if I showed you how to do it. I think you have to have a little more confidence when you kiss her if you've already had a chance to practice with somebody else first. I don't mind helping you out this way, little bro. I love you so much, I would do anything for you. You know that. I know it's a little weird kissing your own big sister, but we don't have to tell anyone about it. It'll be our little secret. Besides, I'm a really good kisser, and I can teach you all of my special techniques. Now, scoot over a little bit in bed so I can sit beside you. First, I'm going to kiss you the way a guy should kiss a girl for the first time. Pay attention to what I do, because you're going to do it to me the second time. Are you ready? Good. Feel as I lean in slowly and place my lips against yours. Feel how my lips are soft and plump and warm. The first kiss should be very tender. That was nice. Now, you do it to me. Move a little more slowly when you lean in. You don't want to seem too eager. That's better. Now, close your eyes and press your lips. That was very good, little brother. Wow, I'm feeling a little warm after that. Let's practice some more. But this time, keep your lips parted a little bit and keep kissing me for a little longer. Feel my lips press into you and kiss you a little deeper. Oh, little brother, that was so nice. Your lips feel so good. It's like you've been doing this for years. You're a natural. Okay, I want you to kiss me again. This time, I'm going to slide my tongue into your mouth. I want you to massage my tongue with yours, but be gentle. Don't shove it down my throat. Make love to my mouth with your tongue. Feel me press my lips against yours once again, and feel my warm, wet tongue glide smoothly between your lips. Can you feel that passion between us grow as I wrap my arms around you and pull you in closer? Feel the warm pressure of my big tits press into your chest as I kiss you even deeper. Taste my tongue as it intertwines with your own. You're such a good kisser, little brother. If I had known you were this good, I would have started this lesson a long time ago. Do you think I've taught you enough now, or do you want to keep going? Good. I'm starting to get turned on, and I don't want you to go to bed yet. Give me your hands, and feel me press your palms into my big breasts. But be gentle with them. You can caress them over my nightie, but don't squeeze them too hard. Your hands feel good. Do my big tits feel nice in your hands? Feel their heavy weight as my chest heaves with passion. You do have a tender touch. I can feel my nipples getting hard. Keep kissing me, little brother. I love feeling your tongue in my mouth while your hands are playing with my tits. I'm getting so turned on. If you're this good with Katie, you'll have no trouble making her your girlfriend. But for now, I want you to focus on me. There's so much more I have to teach you before you go after Katie again. It's getting so hot in here. I think it's time to give you a better view of my breasts. Watch while I slip down the straps of my nightie. You've been waiting a long time to get a look at these, haven't you, little brother? Why don't you pull down my nightie the rest of the way? There you go. Aren't they beautiful? Perfect double D's, firm and round with perfect pink nipples. Touch them again. That feels so good. I love feeling your hands on my bare skin. What are you doing? Oh, you want to taste them? Go ahead. Run your tongue in a circle around my nipple. It feels so fucking good. Now, suck the nipple into your mouth while your hand fondles the other one. That's right. Suck it slowly and gently and keep moving your tongue against my nipple. Make love to my tits with your tongue just like you did when you were kissing me. Oh my fucking god. That's so hot. Keep doing it just like that. You're such a good boy. I can tell you're getting turned on too. That tent in your sheets has been growing since I sat down on your bed. You don't mind if I touch it, do you? I mean, it's only fair. You got to touch my tits. I should be allowed to touch your cock, right? Just nod your head and say yes. That's a good boy. Feel my hand resting on your knee and start to slide up your leg. My fingers are getting so close to your cock. You know you've wanted me to touch it. Oh my. Your whole body jumped when my fingers grazed over the tip. I was afraid that would happen. You're so horny and no one has ever touched it before. You can't twitch like that if Katie tries to touch it. You need to be calm and cool when that happens. I think we need to fix this now. Maybe I should touch it for just a few moments. Just let me pull these sheets down and... Aww. Don't be shy. I'm your sister. I'm not gonna hurt you. And you have nothing to be embarrassed about. I love you so much, and I would never say anything mean, no matter how small you think it is. Just relax, okay? Let me pull them down. That's better. I'm gonna untie this drawstring on your pajamas and pull them down too. Lift your hips up a bit so I can slide them all the way down. Aw, there it is. You have a nice little penis there, brother. It's beautiful. Now, get ready. I'm gonna touch it again. Feel me hold the head between my thumb and forefinger. Good boy. You barely even twitched when I touched it this time. You really do have a nice one. It's not too big and not too small. And you've got it so nice and hard for me. Does it feel nice when I squeeze the tip like this? I thought so. I'm gonna keep my whole hand around it now. How does that feel? Nice, huh? It feels so good in my hand. Firm and throbbing. Katie's gonna love it. Aw, you look so cute right now, all nervous and horny, having your penis touched for the first time. Why don't you lie back on the pillows and relax? Just enjoy this moment between us. Here, I'll lie down with you, and we can make out some more while I gently grip your dick in my soft, warm hand. I love kissing you, little brother, and I can tell you like it too. Your cock is throbbing so hard in my hand. I'm gonna kiss you again, and I want you to push your tongue even deeper into my warm, wet mouth. I want to try something that I think you'll like. I'm gonna suck on your tongue while I hold your cock and start to stroke it very slowly. That feels really nice, doesn't it? Your poor little cock must be so achy by now. I'm gonna move down for a closer look. Wow, it's starting to turn red. I hope it's not too painful, all hard and throbbing like that. I'm gonna take my hand off it for a minute to let you calm down a little. Oh, your balls look like they're aching too. Feel me cup them and weigh them in my hand. Yep, I thought they'd be swollen. They must be so full of cum that they're ready to burst. Maybe I can soothe them for you. Close your eyes and feel my head move down even closer to your cock. Feel the wet warmth of my tongue gently lick your right nut before I slowly take it into my mouth. Did that feel nice? I thought it would. I'm gonna play with your balls for a few minutes. As I lick them and suck them, you should feel some relief to that ache that you're feeling. Does that feel better? Good. But look at your cock. It's starting to ooze from the tip. All that stimulation of your balls has made your poor little penis even harder. I think it would be best if I gave it more attention. If not, you might not be able to fall asleep tonight. It must be so painful to have a raging erection that's begging for some relief. Watch while I place my tongue at the base of your cock and lick slowly all the way up to the underside to the tip. Feel your pleasure grow as I swirl my tongue around the tip in circles. I'm smearing your pre-cum all over the head, and it feels so good. I smile at you before I move down to the base again and start planting little wet kisses all over your shaft. First at the base, and gradually moving upwards towards the head again. I look deeply into your eyes as I start to lick the tip again. I'm making love to the head of your cock with my tongue, and just like when I was kissing you earlier. Your whole body shudders when I plant a kiss at the very tip of your cock and ever so slowly let your cock slide in my sweet, loving mouth. I'm sucking your dick so gently and slowly, moving all the way to the base and back up to the tip, giving your head a flick with my tongue. Are you enjoying this, little brother? Does it feel good when your loving big sister sucks you? My hand is holding your balls, and I can feel them getting full again. You're gonna come soon, and I want you to do it in my mouth. I'm sucking you harder now, focusing all of my attention on the head.
My tongue is moving faster now. It's right up against the underside of your cockhead, driving you wild with pleasure. You're such a good boy for me. My mouth is so warm and wet. You feel yourself getting closer and closer to orgasm. Are you gonna come for me, little brother? Are you gonna give your big sister all that sweet cum? I want it so badly. Do it now. Be a good boy and come for your big sister. Come in my mouth and let me taste your cum. That's right. You're so close. I can feel your cock twitching in my mouth. It feels so good. You love this. I love you so much, little brother. Give me that cum. Come in my mouth like a good boy. It tastes so good. Feel your cum mix with my saliva as I continue to lovingly suck and lick your still hard cock. This feels so good, doesn't it? Feel me tenderly lick up all of the cum off your cock and swallow it. I love the feeling of your cum going down my throat. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did, brother. You're such a good boy for me. I know that Katie's gonna love sucking you off too. But I think we should practice this a lot more before she does. You came rather quickly, and we need to build up your stamina so you'll last longer for her. I'm gonna lay back beside you again. I'll stay here with you all night if you want. You might get hard again during the night, and I want to be here to take care of you like only a loving sister can. Why don't you rest your head on my huge tits while you drift off to sleep? You can suck them if you want while I cradle your head in my arms. Good night, little brother. Sweet dreams.